Coming up on Hands on iOS, I'm going to show you how to make sure that you and your personal privacy and data are safe with a couple of steps that you can take on your iPhone. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/HOI. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hands on iOS. All right, folks, you are potentially getting out and seeing the world, as it were, in its current state. And with that comes a concern for your personal privacy and your personal protection. With your iOS device, there are a few steps that you can take to make sure that you are safe while you're out and about, including options to sort of lock down your device and options for contacting emergency services should you need them. So I'm going to show you a couple of steps that you should take to get things set up and have them locked whenever you need them right from your iPhone with a few quick steps. So let's take a look. All right, first things first, we're going to want to head to the Settings app. Within the Settings app, you should scroll down until you come across Health and choose the Health app. And then underneath Medical Details, you will see both Health Profile and Medical ID. Medical ID is the option that you want to choose. Here you will see that I have information about who I am, how old I am, my blood type, my weight, height. You can also insert information about medicines that you take, medical allergies you might have, and other information. So if I tap that Edit button in the top right corner, you can see that I have these options to add medical conditions I might have, medical notes I need to give to a first responder, allergies and reactions, as well as medications that I might take. I'm also an organ donor registered with Donate Life. Apple actually makes it so that if you have not set this up, when you hop into the medical ID, you can choose to become an organ donor and your information will be registered with Donate Life if you so choose. And then as well as adding your emergency contacts. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to scroll down a little bit more to talk about emergency access. So these are the options that you're going to want to have turned on. What happens with each of these is if your iPhone is locked and an emergency responder comes across you in a non-responsive state or otherwise not able to communicate, then they can access your medical ID information even while your phone is locked. The other thing here is something called Share During Emergency Call. This is a very new feature. There are certain 911 and other emergency call systems that allow for location and medical ID information to be sent across the call when the call is placed. So by turning this on, in those instances, if it is one of those systems, those newer systems, then this will actually share that information during the emergency call. You'll see that I have both of those turned on. The other thing that you can set now is a primary language. So in this case, I have English set, but your primary language might be different. And then with emergency contacts, this is incredibly important. What this does is if you have emergency contacts set, and you can see that I can choose to add an emergency contact and label who this person is to me, then it will actually send this person or people a message saying that you've called emergency services. And so that way, that information along with your current location will be available to those people. So think about a situation where you may be responsive for a moment and you've called emergency services, but then you become non-responsive and your family may be wondering where you are, what has happened to you. By having the emergency contacts listed here, then the phone will actually send them a message and say, hey, this person has contacted emergency services and this is their current location so that they can actually get that information from you. Incredibly important, a super cool feature, and so glad that it is available here. Now, adding an emergency contact is simple. You just tap that button and you can change the their relation to you, so I could change from mother to doctor or whatever it would happen to be. Very easy to do. And then I will tap done. Now, the medical ID includes, again, the information as well as emergency contacts and all of that. Now that I've got that plugged in, let's talk about how we access this information. Well, we're going to pop back out and swipe up in settings and choose emergency SOS. When I tap on emergency SOS, you can see the information here. Press and keep holding the side button and either volume button to make an emergency call. So if I hold the side button on my iPhone, as well as the volume up button or the volume down button, then it will make a call to emergency services. Think about this. This is a situation where you are, maybe wanting to quietly or not so visually make a call to emergency services. Maybe you're in a situation where you don't want someone to know that you're making that call. This is a way to go about doing that without actually necessarily broadcasting the fact that you're making an emergency call. Now, of course, if your phone was locked and a first responder were to press the side button and the volume up or volume down button and hold, then they could access your emergency information. And then if you have a SIM card, this phone is the one that I used as my sort of device for hands on iOS and displaying other things, then you can actually set it up to automatically call emergency services upon clicking these buttons. And it gives a countdown and lets you know, hey, I'm about to call emergency services, so you can cancel it. But no matter where you happen to be across the world, it will actually place that call to the right emergency service. Even though 911 is the United States one, it may be different in other places. And so there's no guessing that you have to do there. And then it shows you who your emergency contacts are. So I'm going to show you that is the one way, holding the side button and the volume up or volume down button until emergency SOS is activated. So I'm going to do that for a second. And then you can see it shows I can power off the device. I can see my medical ID, or I can call emergency services. If I cancel, what's happened? Well, it requires me to type in my password. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do, I'm going to head back in because I want to show you that you can also activate a feature called Call with Side Button. And with this, it lets you rapidly press just the side button 5 times in order to activate emergency SOS. So regardless of whether you have Call with Side Button turned on, the main one of holding down either side works. But I can simply hold my phone and with one hand tap this button 5 times, and it will also activate emergency SOS. Now, when I do that, you can see that Slide to Power Off is available, but I can also swipe to see my medical ID information right there, and then tap Done, and I can tap Emergency again. And I can place an emergency call or, again, once again, view my medical ID. So I'll tap cancel. And now I have to log back in to the device. That, friends, is the next step that I want to tell you about. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You need to have a VPN when working from home. I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. It doesn't log your data, and that is for real. Internet speeds are always fast. That is also for real, and it's easy to use. I'm not kidding. It's one button. So protect yourself with the VPN that I do use and trust. Use my link at expressvpn.com/HOI today and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/HOI. Visit expressvpn.com/HOI to learn more. So if you're in a situation where you are concerned that your device might be taken from you and you may be compelled to unlock it and you want to keep your data safe, then using those emergency SOS features of holding down the side button and the volume up or volume down button until the emergency SOS screen pops up, or clicking that side button 5 times if you've enabled that feature, is a way to stop Face ID or Touch ID from working to unlock the device. At that point, you would have to type in your passcode or password in order for anyone to access that device. And in many cases, that is something that is not allowed. So, whereas someone could maybe get your fingerprint onto the fingerprint reader, or could maybe hold the phone up to your face and unlock it that way, typing in your passcode or your passphrase, that's a whole nother level. And so being able to lock down your device in that way is one simple step that you can take to make sure that Face ID or Touch ID does not unlock your phone. Now, with that said, I want to talk about one other feature that you can use to let you go one step further. Say you're going out to a place where you want to make sure that Face ID is not even activated. You don't even want to run the risk of having to hold down the side buttons or five clicks on the side button. Well, there is a way that you can disable Face ID or Touch ID to unlock your device. So in my case, I'm in settings. I choose Face ID and passcode. I type in my passcode, of course. So we'll do this really quickly here. I've got quite a long passcode. And then I can choose to turn off Face ID for iPhone unlock. And that means that until I toggle that setting back on, the only way to get into my device is by typing in my passcode. I'm going to leave it on for now, but you can turn off iPhone unlock and leave Face ID on for all of your other things. So Apple Pay would still work with Face ID. Autofill for passwords would still work with Face ID. But that alone would be shut off and you wouldn't have to hit that side button five times or hold down the side button and the volume up or volume down button in order to disable Face ID. So those are some simple steps that you can take to add a little bit more protection to your phone while you're out and about, but more importantly, to protect you. I recommend that everybody head into those health settings and go ahead and put in their information in their medical ID, including their blood type if you have your blood type if you have it, and information surrounding what medical conditions, what medicines you take, what medical allergies you might have. Incredibly important for first responders to know that information so that they can treat you properly without accidentally causing more harm. That is a brief overview of some steps that you can take to protect yourself and your information while you're out and about on your iPhone. I hope this has helped, and I would love to hear more. You can, of course, send your feedback and your questions to handsonios@twit.tv. Of course, be sure to head to twit.tv/HOI, because that is where you can subscribe to this show in all of its various formats, both audio and video. And, of course, head over to youtube.com/handsonios, which is where you can subscribe to the show in its video format and ring the bell and give me a thumbs up and all that jazz. It helps out a whole heck of a lot, and we do appreciate you for tuning in for another episode of Hands on iOS. Good luck, stay safe, and I wish you all the best out there. Until next time.
Check out other shows here on Twit TV, including my show, Hands on Photography. On this show, I'm going to show you how to get the most out of your camera, as well as be a better post-processor. So head on over to twit.tv/hop and subscribe now.